we are trained in a particular field, say as an engineer, a doctor or something like that, but we have a passion for something else, maybe music or sports or whatever. So should we pursue our career according to what we are trained, or should we pursue that which we have a passion for? This is something which we all have to individually take stock. See, there are our feelings which come and go, and there are certain feelings which stay steadily. So for example, if right now, generally the tendency of the mind is to think, okay, I want to act according to my nature. And I say, what is my natural for me? I'll do that. And the mind says, whatever you are doing, that is not your nature. So the mind's nature is to be dissatisfied with whatever we have. That's the nature of the mind. Even if somebody is doing, say, if somebody wants to become a cricketer, and then they become a cricketer also. You know, it's not that just because they become a cricketer, they are satisfied. They say, you know, I want to be opening batsman, but they have made me a middle order batsman. Actually, the nature of the mind is wherever we are, it will keep us dissatisfied. So we can't just let our actions, especially in terms of our career, be determined only by our mind's feelings. Our feelings are important, but we shouldn't make them all important. So it is good for us if we have certain strong feelings, or if we have certain reservations about what we are doing. The changing one's career is a very major decision, and it's going to affect our own whole life. But rather than taking it based on impulse, we can give some time for ourselves. So for example, if we have trained ourselves in a particular career, then if we have some reservations about that, write it down. Now, journaling is a very good way of self-understanding. So for example, if I write down my feelings, okay, I don't feel inspired to do this because of this. And I feel inspired to do this because of this. So when we write down, you know, what happens is, writing down our thoughts and our emotions, that helps us to get a snapshot of our inner world. It's like when we go to some beautiful places, we take snapshots as a memory of we've gone there. So writing down gives us a snapshot of our inner world. And then keep taking snapshots regularly. You know, maybe every once a month, write down. Or maybe once a week, write down. And then if you find that the same kind of thoughts are continuing regularly, not just once, not just for 1 week or 2 weeks, but they go on for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year. If the same kind of thoughts go on, then we understand this is actually a very strong calling within me. This is not just a passing inclination. This is a very long-lasting ambition, aspiration within me. And then we may decide to pursue that. So by taking a snapshot of our mind through journaling, and the important thing is, don't just chew on it constantly. How should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? When we are just too caught up in indecision, that creates insecurity, that creates unproductivity. So if we are in a particular situation, act wholeheartedly in that situation. If you train in a particular way, act wholeheartedly what you're doing right now. And while doing that, if some thought comes in our mind, maybe this reason also is there. Okay, have some diary or something, just note it down at that time. Don't spend too much time thinking about those things constantly. Have some time on a regular basis where we can contemplate that. Maybe once a week, you put down time and write down a journal for half an hour or 15 minutes or whatever. Okay, these are the thoughts which I have about this. And by that, eventually, even if we have to consult our elders, we might consult our spiritual guides, our parents, our friends, then if we have done our homework properly, just like if I go to a doctor, I need to tell what my symptoms are. If I go to a doctor and I tell, I am having fever, but then after I come back, I had cough also, I forgot to tell I had cough. Then the doctor cannot give proper prescription without giving the diagnosis properly, unless we give the symptoms properly. They cannot diagnose and they can't prescribe. So like that, when we want to consult others also, if we have diagnosed ourselves properly to some extent, at least in terms of recording what we feel, then we more clearly understand what our inspiration is, what our reservations are, what our talents are, and then we can take a more mature decision. So we shouldn't think of our nature only in terms of that which for which we have passion. Because what we consider as our passion, that might also be largely determined by circumstances. So it, because in a particular culture, this particular activity is glamorized, so I think that I have a passion for that. But I may or may not have that passion. So if we consistently observe ourselves for some time and keep observing our mind, then we'll be able to understand, okay, this is what I consistently feel like. Then we may choose that course of action. The important thing is that such a decision comes from more from our inner strengths, our inner inspirations, not outer pressures. Normally we think of outer pressures only in terms of, say, okay, society tells me you have to become an engineer, you have to become a doctor, and I'm becoming like that. We think that following certain standard career charts, that is what we get a pressure towards. But actually, apart from those career charts, there will be certain things which are glamorized. Maybe sports career is glamorized, or movie career is glamorized. You may think I want to go. So that may also just be because external pressure of a different kind. So you know, they say that. And that one extreme is to say that, you know, whatever my elders say, I just follow it. And when that is always emphasized too much, when the hippies, they had a culture, if my elders say it, it must be wrong. So rather than saying that, you know, my elders always have to be right or my elders always have to be wrong, we have to recognize that rather than making it absolute, we understand ourselves better, we understand our elders better, we can have proper discussion, and then we can arrive at a mature decision. There's no need for life-changing decisions to be taken hastily. They have to be taken patiently with a due deliberation. And if we observe ourselves over a consistent period of time, then we'll be able to understand ourselves better. And then we'll be able to get others' guidance also in a more effective way. And then we'll be able to take the decision. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, bro. Yeah. Come.